USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As states continue to work to enact their coronavirus vaccination plans, President-elect Joe Biden says he intends to release all available vaccines when he gets into office. The Trump administration has held back the second doses of the Pfizer vaccine, saying it's necessary to guard against any manufacturing issues. Experts have criticized Biden's plans, saying that it could put timely delivery of those second doses at risk. Dr. Norman Baylor is a former official with the Food and Drug Administration, and he tells CNN that a lack of certainty of how long protection with the first dose lasts could create a problem for those waiting on a second shot.
It's risky because you don't know the duration of protection. So you have this population with one dose. You don't know how long that's going to last. So you have to hedge your bet, and you have to know, do I have vaccine coming? Do I have vaccine? Will I have vaccine available at that 21 days?
This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to get to feeling better, the best way to feel better is with a great night's sleep. And you know I'm going to talk about my pillow. I've been sleeping on one for now 3 years, and I get the best sleep of my life. They don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. Try doing that. You end up with a washer full of pillow feathers. And they're made in the USA. And right now, the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues $40 off, $29.98. For a standard or queen size premium MyPillow, King's only $5 more. To get the best night's sleep of your life and a guaranteed, and it continues until March 1st, and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep for 2021. From Mike Lindell and MyPillow.
Three House Democrats are planning to introduce articles of impeachment against President Trump as soon as Monday. The articles are expected to blame the president for inciting the violence that occurred at the Capitol this week. Senator Ben Cardin says whatever the method, the president should go. The Maryland Democrat tells Fox News he believes it would be in the best interest of the country for the president to resign.
What happened this week was one of the darkest moments in the history of America, the Capitol itself being attacked. The president inciting a crowd to march on the Capitol. The best thing for our country would be for the Republican leadership in Congress with the vice president to encourage the president to resign. That would be in the best interest of America to move forward. If the Republican leadership's not willing to take on that challenge, then I expect we will see impeachment articles in the House. As you know, to do a trial before January 20th is almost impossible. But quite frankly, we would hope that the Republican leadership would show leadership and meet with the president.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Washington, D.C. will see more security measures leading up to the inauguration on January 20th. Tim Berg has more details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Washington, D.C. is increasing security measures around the Capitol. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser saying they're getting ready for more protests ahead of the January 20th inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. Ken Cuccinelli is the Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security. He says everything will be safe in Washington, D.C.
America can be very confident, and so can the president-elect, and everybody will be present that day. That will be a safe event from start to finish, and January 6th doesn't change that a bit. It may heighten a lot of people's attention, but we have been engaged with all of the law enforcement, including National Guard out of DOD.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says his country will build more nuclear weapons to protect itself from what he called aggression from the United States. Speaking at a meeting of the ruling Workers' Party Congress, Kim made the threat to expand North Korea's nuclear capabilities, saying he wanted nuclear-powered submarines equipped with nuclear missiles, missiles capable of carrying multiple warheads, and spy satellites, though it is unknown if the regime is capable of producing any of that. Kim also did not cite a specific action that the U.S. had taken against his regime, but his latest threats come after he was labeled a thug by President-elect Joe Biden. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.